All right, welcome back. It's June 4th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Come on, if that isn't the most deranged ex-player hot take I've heard all offseason, I don't know what is. Sagna's out here saying Timber's the best player in the world? Next, he'll be claiming Ben White is a better defender than Ruben Diaz, for crying out loud.
Hang on, hold on. Before you rip into him completely, let's pump the brakes a second. The data doesn't lie, yeah? If you look at his underlying defensive metrics across the top five leagues, he's top two for fullbacks and progressive carries and 1v1 win rate this season. Come on, that's not nothing.
Oh, spare me the spreadsheets, mate. I've seen this movie 100 times before. A title-winning fullback gets hyped to high heaven for 5 minutes, then disappears the second opposition coaches work out how to pin him deep, right? Also, let's be real, Sagna never even won a Premier League title with Arsenal. Of course he's gonna big up the squad that finally got over the line. I still have my beat-up 2012 Sagna home shirt hung up above my couch. I love the bloke, but he's so far up Arsenal's title win hype he can't see straight right now.
You're telling me a guy who started every single Premier League game and didn't put a foot wrong in the entire run-in isn't worth the hype? Also, speaking of Arsenal transfers, I was seeing earlier that United are trying to gasm them for that winger they've been linked to, the one the latest reports out of China mentioned earlier today.
Oh, give over. Your so-called inside info is just the 17-year-old admin on the Red Cafe forum, mate. Stop lying. Also, Sagna says they don't need any signings? Are you kidding me? It is one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone. You know how it is. Everyone's refreshing for transfer drops. But come on, they need depth on the wings at minimum. Trossard can't carry that load on his own.
Look, if we look at the underlying numbers, their attacking output per 90, when Trossard and Martinelli rotate, is 0.8 goals higher than when they play a new signing in that spot. Objectively, their squad depth is already better than City's next season. Sagna's not wrong there. It's like buying a brand new set of golf clubs when you just shot a personal best with the ones you already own. It's just pointless extra expense for no real edge.
Nah, that's bollocks, full stop. If Arsenal don't sign a winger before the window closes, they'll drop out of the top four next season, I swear. 10 Quid says they sign someone by deadline day, and they finish above United, no arguments. You in? That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.